This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Delta Airlines joined United today in getting rid of change fees. It's a big revenue deal. Those fees netted carriers almost $3 billion last year. But these are desperate times in travel, right? And that gets us to another item. Chase and MasterCard are launching a new credit card with a whole lot of cash back rewards for spending on things like dining out and travel. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on here.
Earning cash back for travel spending doesn't seem that useful right now for Emmanuel Covazier, who's building an app that tracks credit card offers. But he is interested in the new Chase card's 3% cash back at drugstores and 5% cash back for groceries.
I'm ordering in a lot of grocery stores. That's one of the biggest spend categories now for me personally.
Credit card companies have been trying to adapt to the new ways we're shifting our spending, says Andrew Davidson, who follows credit cards for Comper Media. For credit card companies, thinking is,
we're in it for the long term. Consumer needs are changing. You know, we can't just sort of sit back and not offer new credit cards to customers.
U.S. Bank recently launched a card with perks for takeout and streaming services. Another new card called Grand Reserve offers points when you buy wine.
The race is on, really, to create the ideal credit card that reflects this sort of changing consumer needs.
Davidson says credit card marketing dropped at the outset of the pandemic, but it's starting to pick up again. Freelance musician Chris Williams has noticed these days when he checks his mail.
The only things I get are credit card offers, and normally I just like throw them in the trash.
Credit card companies need people to spend more and pay interest on balances they carry. Matt Schultz is chief credit analyst with LendingTree.
Businesses realize that they need to come up with some major incentive to try and shake people to spend a little bit more.
Earlier this month, the New York Federal Reserve said credit card balances dropped by $76 billion in the second quarter. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.